All right, let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Where do we want to start today? How about today? Do you know what today is, everybody? It's a national holiday. Are you aware of it?
No.
Today is Single Awareness Day.
I thought it was yesterday.
No, they're saying it's today. It's also SAD, short for, you know, Single Awareness Day. It's the day after Valentine's Day, so whoever told you that yesterday was a liar! At least that's what I've been told. It's supposed to be where we're supposed to focus our attention on our single friends now. They don't have anybody to spend time with around Valentine's Day, and then help them out. We need to help them live.
I just think it's annoying. Like, why is being single such an impairment? Like, it's not an impairment. It's not like a bad, terrible thing. Being single is so fun. It is exhilarating. You learn so much about yourself. It's such a good time. Like, I don't know why we have to feel so bad for all these single people.
So if Jewel Daddy broke up with you today, you would still say that?
No, I mean, I would be sad because I'm losing someone that I love. But if I'm just single and like living my life, I'm fine.
Everybody says that, like, when they're in a relationship. But if you're single and you're alone and you want that camaraderie, that physical touch, that other stimulation of any kind, you totally are going to want to wish that you were in a relationship.
I mean, I guess so. Maybe I'm just too out of touch. I don't know.
Nothing compares to a stranger giving you a wet willy with the real thing.
It's amazing what you'll let people put into your body, but what you won't let put into your body. Just throwing that out
there.
Salads,
no. Somebody's wet finger, yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. According to the new survey, 90% of our single friends say they don't like being single, but most of them don't actually wish they had a significant other. What? I don't understand that. 13% of single men say they wish they had a girlfriend. Only 6% of single women says they had a man in their life.
I have so many friends that are single, and they are like, oh, I wish I had a boyfriend, but then at the same time, they hate every man around them.
They just don't want to pay for things. That's what it comes down to. Like, oh, I wish somebody's paying for my dinner. Okay, let's go to some, like, positive, some awesome Valentine's Day-related stories. Three boys from a middle school in Kansas bought flowers for every female student and female staff member at their school on Valentine's Day.
They're raising those boys right.
And they used their own money to purchase flowers. That's 270 girls and 70 female staff members.
Whoa.
Holy crap, I thought about buying Alex and Liv flowers and said, nope, don't got the money. And these kiddos are buying over 300-something. They stood by the entrance of the school yesterday and handed out the flowers to every female and wished them a happy Valentine's Day.
Aww.
The boys said they wanted to make sure every girl felt important and special on that day.
If all the bouquets were $20, that's $6,000.
Somebody's mom works at a flower shop, okay? This has got to be an inside job here. Or they've been raiding the funeral homes or, like, graveyards.
No.
Not a bad place to start. This is perfect. Alex, one day when you share a bed with a man, you might need this. Ford just invented a bed that stops one person from hogging too much space. If the mattress detects one person is taking up more than half the space, it gently moves on a conveyor belt to give the other person more space back on their side. My wife wants to order this immediately. Unfortunately, though, this is just a prototype, so it doesn't actually, isn't available just yet.
You know, it'd be funnier if it electrocuted them.
Wow, hilarious.
Wow, yeah, killing your partner.
No, like a little
Why aren't you laughing? Oh, you're dead.
Like a little shock. Like to wake him up, to move him over.
Watch out for him, damn.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
He's also like, you know what I love? Taking baths with hair dryers.
No. Yeah.
I love making toast with a fork.
I'm like, hey, Chase, catch this toaster in the bathtub. Okay. That sounds fun. And finally, McDonald's just officially brought back the Shamrock Shake for the season. They'll be available through March 24th. Look at you get all excited like it's a toaster in a tub.
No, I can't. Should I drink it, though?
What do you? Well, that's what it is.
It's a
shake.
How calories are in it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't research that crap. Does it look like I care? My point is this. I love it at McDonald's with the McRib. Shamrock Shake, no thank you.
Huh.
I've never been a fan of the shake, the Shamrock Shake.
I don't know
if I'm alone on my own little island here.
I've had one in college once, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. I remember the day like it was yesterday, but that's the only time I've ever had one.
I don't like shakes.
That's also the day you became lactose intolerant, right?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Hey, Pork Chop, if you want one, though, listen, some places don't have them, so you're going to have to use the app and put in your zip code. I guess I'll tell you if it's available or not. So that is Joe's Need to Know News, and man, did we learn a lot here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.